T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi guys, this is Lisa Starr. My hands totally fucking hurt. I did way too much art yesterday. I wrote some more of that novel I'm writing, and I'm releasing mostly on Facebook right now, but it'll be on my website too, called Future Porn. I'll probably leave it on Amazon as a free short story, maybe, is what I'll do. Anyway, it's accessible. You can find it if you search for it on the internets. It's about my life next year. I think that the scariest part of the pandemic right now is that none of us can figure out what the fuck is going to happen. And that uncertainty and that big gaping unknown is terrifying. So I wrote this, I think what'll turn out to be a book, about just a day, an average day in my life next year. And I'm writing them as diary entries because I just feel like if I can show you what I think next year will be like, then maybe you can start to imagine your life in a few possible futures. And I think that that will make all of us feel better. I have been reassuring myself with drama, of course, and I am watching Tommy right now. Which I have to say, even though I do not enjoy as a like sort of communist hippie, whatever I am, I can't watch a lot of my cop shows anymore because police brutality just bugs the fuck out of me, and I am no longer rooting for the main cop characters and I'm no longer on their side. But Tommy is different because she seems like she's a lot less of a in favor of police brutality. She's supposed to be this, like, the first female police chief of LA, I think. And she's from New York. It stars Edie Falcon, the other one. You know, the one from Nurse Jackie and The Sopranos. And everything she's ever done is awesome. I'm sure even her plays are amazing. Anyway, so CBS got me, and I've been watching the commercials. My sister says that the commercials make her feel better, make her feel like the world is normal still. And I understand that, but I think when I'm watching TV, I can just be like, this is television of the old world. And I don't know what television production is going to look like next year when people try to make things, but they can't be within 6 feet of each other. And nobody can casually touch each other, and the whole thing's just going to be weird. But our whole lives will be weird, right? Our whole lives are weird right now. Taxes can be late, and people are talking about a moratorium on rent across the country, or at least in Washington State. So for me, the commercials don't reassure me the way they do my sister. They just remind me of all the things that are going to have to be totally different now. And just to calculate the ways that not only our real lives will have to change, but people portraying those real lives on screen will also have to change their habits in order to ensure their safety when they're working. And I think it just sends my mind into like a spiral of that. Whereas, you know, I watch a lot of old TV shows where things are different, where people are smoking in bars or worried about getting AIDS, or, you know, like if you watch something from the 80s or 90s, like that's a big deal. And some of this hygiene, this protectionism that we're experiencing right now reminds me of safe sex in the 90s and how that was such a big deal because the whole of society had to change the way that they interacted with each other and the way that they thought of sex. And now we have to do it again. I was reading this article by a woman who said that she had an organ transplant, and so because she still had to interact with the real world, she couldn't really live in a bubble after the organ transplant. She had to practice a lot of the safe distancing in order to make sure that she stayed alive after her transplant. And she said that basically any time you wash your hands for less than 20 seconds, it doesn't do anything. That's why we're all doing it now, because apparently our old standard for cleanliness was garbage. And when she kind of reframed it like that, I mean, she didn't call it garbage, but she sort of implied it. She was basically like, it's worthless unless you do it for 20 seconds, period. And then she explained like what her typical day looked like in those days, and how she still does a lot of these things to keep clean because they became habits and they ensured her protection and the protection of her body while she was, you know, carrying around this brand new liver. So she talked about how every time she touched her face, she would wash her hands. Every time she touched, after she stopped petting her cat, she would go wash her hands. After she went outside, she would come in and she would take a shower and she would change her clothes. After, she, you know, like any time, you know, she said that she hasn't touched a door handle at a bathroom with anything but her elbow in years. You know, there were just some surfaces that she just stopped touching and she just started using, you know, her sleeve. And it was profound. It made me think about, oh, okay, well, I mean, in some ways, the people who were OCD about cleanliness were right. We were nasty. And now we have to clean up a little bit in order to protect ourselves. But it also is like, sharing your germs with someone is now a really big deal. You know, casual hookups may be a thing entirely of the past. I mean, how do you have a casual hookup if you're trying not to touch each other? Unless you get a temperature reading and like a medical history, right? So these are some of my thoughts after last night's night of creativity. I've got my period. Usually I really enjoy my period. I like to bleed on stuff. I like to treat myself to some chocolate and extra bath time. But I think that it's kind of just uncomfortable this time. I think that for me, it's just everything fucking hurts. Especially, like I said, I used my arms a lot. I typed a lot of stuff, but I also was getting the sign ready. It's going to be kick ass. I'm going to start to make videos. I know I've been a little bit slow on the uptick there, but I guess I spent a lot of last week and the week before sort of hiding in my house, hoping that this wasn't happening in between stocking up at the grocery store and trying to convince the people that I love to take care of themselves too. I read another article yesterday that said that people with post-traumatic stress who are extra tired right now, even though we're not doing that much stuff, are going into like kind of flight flight freeze, and so we should give ourselves a break. If you've experienced trauma before, your body needs the extra rest because it's super freaked out. It's extra freaked out because it knows how fucked we are, or it knows this feeling that your whole body is having right now of being scared and worried about the future, and it being a real danger, in a real danger zone. Like, your body goes into like a hardcore, like, protect myself. And one of my hardcore protect myself moves is just sleeping a lot, actually. So I guess the last couple of weeks, I think I have been kind of hibernating, like, for realsies, like 18 hour sleep days, like not knowing what day it is, like that kind of stuff. And anyway, so that means that I'm a little bit slow to get my video situation together. But pretty soon you'll be able to see my haggard face, and you'll be able to tell me what you think of my stress haircuts. That's what's up with me. I hope that you guys are having a really nice apocalypse. I hope that you are making some progress in your projects. And I hope you're giving yourself a break, because no matter what you do, you're going to be interrupted with thoughts about how some things are just over. Some things we're just not doing anymore as a society. And we had zero notice. And also that the friend that you've been making fun of, like, your whole freaking life for being super sensitive and having to wash their hands all the time and not letting other people touch them and not enjoying multiple surfaces. I don't even know. I like to touch a lot of stuff. I'm a messy person. I don't know if I enjoy hugs all the time, but I have definitely given a lot of OCD people some uncomfortable feelings. And it's weird to admit that those super neurotic people in our lives might have been right all along, the Sheldon Coopers of us. I have been binging on The Big Bang Theory, but it's actually not on CBS. So you can watch these like 5-minute sum-ups of every episode on YouTube. And actually, I kind of enjoy that more than watching all 20 minutes of it. The 5-minute sum-up is perfect. So I've been getting really into Sheldon Cooper, and he was right about a lot of things. Birthday candles! We're never going to be able to blow out our candles ever again. That is so unsanitary. All that spit on all that cake. Like, nobody's ever going to eat that. So what do we do? Like, what's the new tradition? And can we just make up a whole new tradition that gives us, like, a wish come true? Is there an alternative to birthday candles that we're going to create that's going to be just as good in the new world? Okay. Enough spazzing. I love that anyone has ever listened to this. Thank you for hanging out with me on my neurotic period pandemic day, I guess. This is Elisa Starr signing off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.